Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change. A refuge is a shelter, a safe place. A place where one is protected from harm, where one feels comfort and security. In the challenges of this past year, many of us have found ourselves seeking refuge in our homes, in our communities, and in our faith. The psalm that we read today begins with this image of God as refuge. And then it moves quickly to another image of God, the image of a river or a stream. It is a picture of refreshment, of life-giving water which flows through the city of God, the community of God's people. It is an image of God's blessing and abundance. Today, we're beginning a four-part series on the sacraments. If you have taken Lutheran confirmation or catechism sometime in your life, you may remember that in the Lutheran Church, we have two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. We call the sacraments the means of grace, the physical ritual means by which we receive and experience the grace and love and forgiveness of God. In the sacraments, we combine ordinary, daily things, water, wine or juice, bread, and with the word of God, the presence and the promise of Jesus. The things that we use are tangible objects, physical signs that help us experience and remember the intangible grace of God. Many of us in the Lutheran Church do not remember the day of our baptism because many of us were babies when we were brought to the font. But we know that the promises of baptism never leave us. To be baptized means that we have been claimed by God, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Just exactly what that means remains something of a mystery. It doesn't mean that we live charmed lives free from suffering or pain. We don't. It doesn't mean that every baptized person continues to be part of a church community or even continues to foster a relationship with God. They don't. Yet we believe that the mark of the Holy Spirit never leaves a baptized person, that they are God's children in some particular way that continues through death. Now, to be clear, baptism is not simply some sort of fire insurance for eternity. It is not necessary for God to save a soul. That question of salvation belongs solely to God, and we do not control it by sacraments or any other means. But baptism carries a promise we can count on, that God will always be near, that God will always continue to pursue and invite us into relationship because of God's promises in baptism. God is present and active in the world in so many ways, often in ways that we do not recognize. God's presence in the life of the baptized may be something that I don't always understand, but I can still trust in God's promises given in water and word. Martin Luther invited his followers to understand their baptism as something more than just an event that happened once and then was done with. For Luther, baptism was a state of being, a way of living in faith and faithfulness. He suggested that each day when a Christian begins the day at the sink or the shower, we remember our baptism and the promises God has made to us. Reflecting on baptism in the light of our Psalm 46, perhaps our baptism can become for us a sort of refuge, a place of safety in which we find the security and shelter we need for all the changes and chances of life. The abundant river of new life running through our lives in the city of God, in the community of God's people. Years ago, my pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church here in Albuquerque was a gentle, wise man named Dan Erlander. Pastor Dan would go on to become a renowned author and teacher among United States Lutherans. His book, Baptized We Live, Lutheranism as a Way of Life, is a deceptively simple, illustrated book which describes being Lutheran as living in the identity of our baptism. Pastor Dan describes baptism as God's yes to us. I'm going to read this page of his book to you, in which he relies heavily on the writing of Paul to describe what baptism means in our lives. Through water, God touches a weak and vulnerable crown of God's creation and says, yes. Yes, you are incorporated into Christ and into his body, the church. Yes, you are initiated, adopted into my covenant people. Yes, you are called, chosen, saved, born again. Yes, you are forgiven, free to live without excuses. Yes, you are ordained, set aside to be a minister of the gospel. Yes, you are marked with the cross of Christ forever. Yes, you are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the baptismal water, we died with Christ. We were crucified and buried in order that we might be raised with Christ to live the new life, to dwell in a new reality. Because of baptism, we are Christians. Never does our status before God depend on how we feel, having the right experience, being free of doubt, or depend on what we accomplish or our success or our position. We are Christians because God surprised us. Coming in water, God washed us and grafted us into Christ. Our identity for all the days of our life are set. We are children of God, priests of the King, disciples of Christ, a servant people, a holy nation, the communion of saints. We are the followers of the way, the proclaimers of the wonderful deeds of God. Jesus' story becomes our story. Baptism is God's great gift to us, a gift which frees us and gives us new purpose and new identity. Our baptism is our shelter. Secure in the gift of our baptism, we can be still in God's presence, knowing we are held secure in God's love. The refuge of our baptism can give us courage and comfort in the knowledge that we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. There is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God given to us in word and sacrament. There is no place that we can go where God will not meet us. No matter what changes around us and within us, this stays the same. We are God's beloved, claimed in the water of baptism, blessed by the river of abundance and blessing. Be still and know that God is with us now and always. Amen.